you do a lot of writing?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah?
You know, you should tell him my jacket idea.
Nope.
So, what's this jacket idea?
Nope. Look at that. Don't even want to get into it, Kurt. It's
a Hawaii thing. Hey, how's it going? Welcome to It's a Hawaii Thing. I'm Lanai, and that's Brooke Lee and the Colorful Stuff. Thanks for joining us today. We got a very special guest, like we do every week. He's a good friend of yours, huh?
Well, yes, and he's also a rock star.
So many questions for him. He's done so many things. Sons of Anarchy, The Beanie Bubble. He's done like over 50 different TV shows and movies, Another Life. You've done Quantum Leap,
yep.
Best Foot Forward, Station 19, Another Life, SEAL Team, The Good Doctor with our good friend over there.
DDK.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tommy and Bobby, LA's Finest. Ladies and gentlemen, actor extraordinaire. I just lost my voice
for
some reason.
It happens sometimes.
He got nervous. He
Kurt
didn't
Yeager.
He didn't want to say Kurt Yeager.
How you doing?
Listen to that. Oh, my goodness.
They go crazy. How you been?
I'm great, man.
Thanks
How you
for
doing?
Joining
yeah,
us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you
Yes,
both.
Thank you for being here today.
Now, you don't live here, do you?
No, Los Angeles.
And tell everybody why you're here.
I'm shooting NCIS Hawaii.
Yeah, yes. Good job.
I got the hat. Look at
that. Look at that. You're
this.
All
oh,
set.
Oh, they gave you swag.
Yeah, I got a film crew hat.
What?
There you go.
You must have been very nice to people.
I was, and then I gave them $20.
Did you do any other NCISs? Nice.
I have. I think. Okay, now I'm not 100% sure, so your fact checkers will have to check this out.
We have them sitting right here.
I believe that I am the first person to be on all four as a different character.
Is this like a bingo situation?
Yeah.
You should get a coin.
I know. Yeah. Oh, there's coins.
I don't know.
That's
Wait,
awesome.
So you've been on LA,
mm-hmm.
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
May they rest in peace, because that's how Hawaii got made. Peace.
Yeah.
Vegas?
The original.
Is it Vegas?
No, just NCIS.
Oh, just NCIS.
Oh, it was just NCIS.
Yeah, NCIS, NCIS LA, NCIS New Orleans.
And now
and Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Now, did you watch them all?
For my episodes.
No, but before, yeah. You didn't watch them before?
A little bit. I mean, like, I don't watch a lot of television.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's all, you know, I mean, what?
Yeah.
When you do it,
right?
you don't, yeah.
yeah.
It's like chefs.
All you
yeah.
do is watch, like, what you don't
yeah,
like.
Yeah,
You're
yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
look
yeah.
at my, I don't even watch my own stuff.
One of my favorites, Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
Do you know the Linsons? John Linson and John Sr. Linson?
I don't.
They were part of the creation of Sons of Anarchy. They also do Montana now.
Oh,
yeah. Are they doing Montana?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are they writers on it? Or
no,
are
they
EPs?
EPs?
Yeah.
They put their, they also did Fast Times on Ridgemont High. But John's a good friend of mine.
Oh,
John
nice.
Mason, yeah.
Nice, yeah. I got on that show very interestingly. Kurt Sutter, the creator of the show, was out there. And,
uh-huh.
and I met him and I just was like, oh my gosh, like I got this is a show I want to be on.
Yeah.
Right? And I said, hey, every single person in a motorcycle club, you know,
yeah.
there's somebody that goes down and rips their leg off, right? And he's like, yeah, that's true. And I was like, and I pulled up my pant leg and showed him I had a prosthetic leg, and he looked at it and he was like, holy shit. And I go, hey, here's a card. I won't tell you how cool, you know, or good of an actor I am, but I can ride motorcycles better than all your actors.
And they gave you a nickname for the show.
Yeah.
I can't refresh my memory.
Greg the Peg.
Greg the Peg. Tell everybody how you lost your leg.
Motorcycle accident, actually. I hit a guardrail at 80 miles an hour in a pole and fell off a 40-foot cliff.
Oh, my God.
Tore my leg off, tore my bladder in half, tore my pelvis in half, broke 7 vertebrae, collapsed my lungs, broke all my right ribs, concussion, ACL, MCL, and some deep vein thrombosis, which is like blood clots.
Jesus Christ.
Now ask him if he still rides motorcycles.
Do you still ride?
I do.
Your passion?
Boom.
Yeah.
I'd love
to
do. Boom. And boom.
Have you gotten to ride around here?
Yeah. I've ridden around here
place,
a couple times.
Yeah.
And I know like Javon and a couple other dudes from Kanaka Hikili.
Yeah.
So I've ridden with those guys.
Oh, awesome.
And, like putted around. So.
Yeah. What do you ride?
I have several motorcycles, so
okay.
A BMW GS 1200, which is like one of those big adventure
That's
motorcycles.
That's what the police use.
Yeah. But mine is the off-road version, because they ride the 1300,
All right.
which is like street, and I'm like 1200 for off-road,
okay.
so it's like full suspension, you can be going
over
rocks.
Yeah, Tori was like on the bandwagon after he saw like way up and
You're
way
like an
down.
Adrenaline junkie, huh?
Like he wants to get one of those bikes
Kinda.
So bad.
Yeah.
I mean, Tori and I went riding. He
yes.
is
Tori is Brooke's husband,
yes.
by the
yes.
way.
Yeah. Yes.
The better half.
You.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
That's an opinion. Why?
I'm not between this, but it's not between this.
You are literally between this. Yeah.
Hawaii, but okay.
And your other bikes?
I got a Ducati Monster and a Ducati Bobber, and I just got rid of two dirt bikes, but I think I'm picking up a couple more soon.
You crazy. Yeah. I tell my daughters, don't date anybody who rides a moped or a motorcycle. We're going to take a quick break. It's just a safety thing. You know what I mean? Precious cargo. Uh-huh. We'll be right back with more It's a Hawaii Thing.
For all your money needs, Hawaiian Financial Federal Credit Union is here for you. Visit hifico.com. Bringing you what matters. Viewers can receive the Star Advertiser Digital Full Access subscription for $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHAITHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. We're talking story with Kurt Yeager. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kurt.
You just got to say it fast.
K-U-R-T or yeah. K-R-T.
Kurt. Not Kurt,
really
but
that
Kurt.
Hard. Yeah. It's not that hard. Okay.
What are you working on besides NCIS? You got anything in the pipeline?
Yeah. I've actually have a show that I wrote and developed that Sony picked up.
Nice. So congratulations.
And then a couple pitches to CBS, you know, the home of NCIS. So
nice.
Doing that. Couple scripts that are out right now and one that's been optioned and has a director, Henry Jacobson, who did Bloodline.
Right.
Oh,
so he's picked that up. Yeah.
Okay.
So do you do a lot of writing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah? You know, should tell him my jacket idea.
Nope.
So, what's this jacket idea?
Nope. Look at that. Don't even want to get into it, Kurt. Well, don't even want to get into it.
Hey, I got to create a bidding war between your son and
Tori
Ian.
Tori will totally give you the backstory. Oh. Walk away, Kurt.
You don't like it now?
Literally.
I thought you liked it.
Me?
Yeah. You don't like the idea?
Jackets?
Everyone else likes it, but no, but she doesn't like it.
Finnegan's going to be so upset.
Okay. I had a really good idea for a product.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to make a dick sock.
like a dick in a box?
Like kind of, but like for like, you know, to keep things warm and, you know, and stuff like that.
Do they need to be
well,
warm?
Just so you know, you won't sell too many in Asia, but that's a good idea.
All right. Now you're going to write in. Now all you guys are going to write in.
I mean... Sock.
It's me, Hawaii. You know,
I've
really?
Seen crocheted versions of it.
I've seen those too. Yeah.
Don't even know what your Instagram feeds are like.
Yeah. Yes, you don't follow anybody.
I have
that's
no
why.
Idea what your Instagram feeds
now,
are like.
Now, wait a minute. Let's go back to this. You don't think he would like the idea? Oh, we don't want to take it away from Finnegan. Is that why?
Yeah. That's,
well, we can make
why.
It a collaboration.
He has this weird fixation. First of all, he thinks he's going to die in 10 years. Check the facts.
No,
but wasn't that
psychics? Psychics tell me.
Psychics tell me I'm going to die in 10
years. But was that today or was it several years ago? So now it's like 9 years
ago.
Exactly. So now it's like
So here comes the ticking clock. So in his
clock is ticking.
His madness. He has this idea, which I can't even.
We need
get
a good writer
it.
For this.
He wants to take these coins made out of solid gold.
Yeah.
Okay. And sew them into jackets.
Uh huh.
And then have these jackets placed strategically.
They're a different continent. There'd be four jackets, and you put a jacket on each continent. And in my will, it'll say if you can get the four coins together, you will get the money that's inside of the bank account that's growing on interest. So it could be $10 million. It could be $20 million. But people are going to start looking to connect the four coins together.
And then
that's
how are
sewn
you disseminating the jackets again? Were they in Macy's? Or no, you were bequeathing them to people?
Yeah, I would bequeath them to people around different continents of the world.
And then they had to get together, but why wouldn't
they
get together?
No, so I would announce it on the news when
He's dead.
I'm dead already.
Okay.
I would announce it on the news when
news
I passed that, by the way, he left something for everybody.
Not everybody.
I think it's great.
Four people.
Look, he said it's accruing like $10 million, so I could write that for $1 million.
Right.
And I think this is working.
Yeah.
Jackets, Hawaii.
But
jackets.
it would create a legacy, but it wouldn't happen. You wouldn't find it right away, and it'd be create this buzz of like, hey, I saw the jacket in Japan.
Well, I think you have to bequeath it to people who hold it in trust until people come find it.
Exactly.
So like, there's gonna be like somebody who has
who the
it.
People?
Yeah. It'd be anybody. It could be anybody. You could donate it to a organization.
You gotta make a code for people to break. Maybe who those people
don't
are.
Don't encourage him.
Yes.
He's literally taking notes in his head right now.
No, why is he taking? I'm taking notes. He's the writer.
I'm the writer. Oh yeah, for a nominal
this
fee.
This is not in drill. You were really gonna do this.
Oh
this
yeah,
wasn't
I,
a
wanted,
movie.
I wanted to do something.
I wanted to do something similar. I want people to have to go on a treasure hunt for if my entire family. I'm like, okay, you all get like $100,000 or whatever. You know, after all my stuff's gone or whatever it is.
And you're gonna make them work.
Yeah,
for
I'm
it?
Gonna be like, look, here's See? The starting.
That's
Go.
Exactly where it came about.
But I'm gonna have like a fund that will like pay for all their expenses, yeah, so they could take time off work. Awesome. It doesn't hurt them. But it's like, look, you got to take a month off and go on this hunt,
wow.
or you don't get anything.
Wow.
See, I really wanted to do it to keep. What happens is when you pass,
yeah.
they go to your funeral, yeah. they forget about you. Every once a year, they might do a memorial.
Yeah.
This is going to go on for a long time.
Oh, this is what
like,
it's about?
Yeah, well, you got, what
this is
say,
legacy?
What are, yeah, what are you going to leave for your legacy? That's
wow.
what it's going to be.
Jackets.
It could be $100 million
That's
by the time.
That's his legacy, Hawaii.
Yeah.
One person Jackets. Gets. People are going to start killing each other for the other one.
Is that Ooh. Your goal?
Okay. No, but. In this day and age, is probably
yeah.
what's going to happen.
You're on like, your birthday, after your death, there's just a culling of people.
I like you,
yeah.
Kurt.
You're like Lex Luthor.
We got to take a quick break.
Lex Luthor in the house.
We got a new co-host right sitting next to me
my
to
God.
My left. Don't go anywhere. It's a Hawaii
Insane.
Thing.
See Dr. Oda at HEC Medical Clinic Honolulu Specialists in laser weight loss. You can see the change losing 1 to 2 inches instantly. Long's Drugs is always here for Hawaii, providing your family with local favorites, accessible health and wellness services to keep you safe and healthy. Make Long's a part of your day.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. You got Lanai, and that's Brooke Lee, my former co-host.
Wow.
We're hanging out with Kurt
We're doing
Yeager
Final
here.
Wishes. We're doing Lanai's
actor,
Final Wishes.
A writer. Do you direct? Have you been directing?
Yeah. I've directed a few things, yeah.
Director.
Small things, but yeah.
Adrenaline junkie. Motorcycle
I don't know. Adrenaline. See, okay, a lot of people think that, like, you know, doing double backflips over 50-foot jumps is like adrenaline, right? I
yeah.
mean, it is, but it's more like Zen because you're quiet. There's nothing, you can't think of anything else because you have to 100%
focus. Oh, well,
you
can put that in the category of show off or local say tantaran.
I do it. What if I do it by myself?
yeah,
in
then
front
that's
of nobody.
Good.
Right?
That's
just
good.
For the pure joy
like
of it.
Like the guy who just won that surf event, who
oh,
was a lifeguard.
What an amazing
like,
story.
He just came out of
Shepherd.
Nowhere.
What an
Shepherd.
Amazing story.
Love him so much.
Well, you know what's funny is he really didn't come out of nowhere. He surfs with all those
sure,
guys
yeah.
on a regular
Maybe
basis.
His job.
Yeah, but
it's his job.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's what I'm
yeah.
saying. Like, he's not showboating.
Yeah.
He's doing it for him.
Totally.
And that's why he won.
You know what? That's a story for you to write right there.
That
yeah. How about Shepherd?
Yeah.
I wonder who's
Brian
doing
Grazer.
It right now.
Brian Grazer, looking at
yeah.
you, North Shore. Someone
Should.
Co-opt that movie.
That is such a great story because he's so cool and he was calm, collective.
He asked
like,
for time
goes,
off
yeah, he
so
goes,
he can go.
I do this every
yeah.
day. I said, this kid's waves, I do them every day.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
where
yeah.
I live.
Yeah.
Right?
And then he went back to work.
And
wasn't
then
he
went
saving
back to
people?
Work.
Like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He was saving people.
He was saving
got...
people in between.
Yeah.
Little babies were getting swept out
this
to sea.
This is insane.
And
yeah.
Louis Vuitton bags.
Yeah.
That's what's incredible to me about the Eddie.
What?
The lifeguards are there all day going, all right, here comes a set. And then you see all these people grabbing their handbags and
mm-hmm.
stuff.
And not their kids.
Not their kids. Like, what about
bags.
You and your kids? Anyway.
Bags are expensive.
Yeah.
Did you get to watch it?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw all the highlights.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing.
Isn't it?
I mean, I saw him drop in on that set, and like it looked like it dropped off like a 20-foot drop, and
yeah.
then finally caught, you know, away.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah.
it's nice.
Do you surf? Have you gotten in the water?
I've surfed before, but, you know, all BMX. So
yeah.
BMX doing the same
well,
thing.
Well,
but
just
on,
as
like,
crazy.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to introduce him to Brian.
Kaolana?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get him out in the water.
Yeah.
We do.
Brian
takes us. He takes a lot of the actors out for stunt work, but
oh,
practice
nice. Yeah,
and
yeah.
get used to the water. But we get on the sub squatch, so you fit 6 people on it, and you catch 15-24 waves.
In.
Amazing.
I'll do it.
Amazing feeling.
Yeah.
Especially you're doing it with your friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
they put a life vest on and.
Yeah.
We'll take you one day.
I'm down.
It'll be him. It'll be the guy from Magnum, the Holly boy from Magnum.
Yeah.
He said he'd promise to take him out on the
Yeah,
you're
taking
yeah,
all
yeah.
these promises, man.
Yeah,
yeah
like, come on.
Well, Brian takes them all out anyway.
How
True.
About,
yeah.
Like, okay, make that happen, and then we'll come back on the show and
Let's
yeah.
do
talk
it.
About the experience.
Put
yeah,
some
we'll
videos,
some, video.
Some GoPros.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How long are you going to be here? Are you going to be written into the deal?
I might be coming back. It's like, it seems like,
Knock on wood,
I don't want to say, you know, but like, if
Well, you didn't die. Or anything?
No, I'm
oh,
not
good.
Dead. Not
all
dead
right.
at all.
So then you'll be back.
I think so.
We
just
hope
put it
so.
Out in the universe.
Yeah, we
yeah,
hope
yeah.
so.
I mean, it's a good one. You know, everyone's cool and nice.
Yeah,
and so
they're doing good work
and
over at NCIS.
Is this your first working in Hawaii?
No, I actually shot a very high quality movie
mm-hmm.
called Piranaconda.
Oh man!
For the Sci-Fi Channel.
Why do you say it so slowly?
How
it's
did
so
you
bad.
Not get
it's so bad?
How
man.
Did you not get the call for Piranaconda?
Yeah, yeah.
I was
man,
out of town
that was
day.
On Kauai.
Yeah.
Wow!
That was back when the tsunami in Japan hit.
Oh wow!
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
That was, yeah, it was what 9 years ago.
Yeah.
So I filmed.
How long
out
were
there.
You there?
I was there for like 2-3 months.
What a beautiful place.
I mean, absolutely stunning.
Besides Lanai, that's my favorite island.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Weird.
Quite, well, my grandparents are from there, too. Okay.
So I like all like the inlets where you can just paddleboard from, you know, miles all the way up through.
Did you do the slooms? What are they called?
Flumes.
Did you do the water flumes?
You just gave me four different names. I'm not
sure.
The last one.
The water flumes.
Which one I did.
The sugar plantations, they water, and they had these old flumes.
Oh, no,
you can go.
Like ass sliding. Yeah. Okay, I got it.
Well, you go in a tube, and it's pretty cool.
I didn't do that. No.
I have not done
But that's where they film, like, Jurassic Park and all that stuff.
Yes, that was all done there.
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, Jungle River, whatever, the rock.
But no, like, it was maybe, like, 3 or 4 years ago I was here, and I did. I did a Christmas parade that I was in.
Did you really?
Like I was up on a whole like float and everything
here
else.
Was it
one of
Hawaii?
Your mom's parades?
Yeah, no, yeah. We don't do Christmas.
No, it was
we
on the other side.
Oh, on the windward side.
Yeah. Kailua parade.
Nice. Yeah, Kailua Christmas parade. Yeah. Kailua Christmas parade.
That's cool.
That's random.
I was in that.
Yeah.
My buddy Chris Cousins, like he was out here and a bunch of other friends were like, hey, you got to do it. So I was like, I'll go. And then I'm up on
a float.
Yeah, I was on a float. And everyone's like, it's that guy. They're like, I don't know.
We got to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Hanging out with Kurt. It's a Hawaii thing. We'll be right back.
Pacific Spray Wash is Oahu's number one trusted exterior cleaning service. We deliver a spotless job for all your pressure washing, roof cleaning, house washing, and solar panel cleaning. Bringing you what matters. Viewers can receive the Star Advertiser digital full access subscription for $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHAITHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. Hanging out with Kurt Yeager, actor, director, writer, adrenaline junkie. I give you all these titles now.
I like it.
Yeah.
I didn't get handsome yet.
Well, he's not
doing
that
all those things and you got that
he's
already.
A lady.
No. Yeah. So you should try to figure out, are any of those scenes that you're writing going to be filmed in Hawaii for the show that you just wrote?
Got wow. Way to slip it in there, buddy.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know. Without giving things away, it takes place in like a Detroit type place.
Oh,
like
we can do that right in Chinatown. You know
But like,
it's, he stop. Or why this guy doesn't stop. Yeah. Donnie Dodson.
I'm trying to help the industry.
Yeah, here locally.
I would write a whole new show.
You should.
For it. And I actually have thought about a different, you know, like set of things I want to do, sort of crossing between like a cop show and Sons of Anarchy.
Ooh.
You know, like it would involve a lot of different motorcycle clubs and a lot of different other clubs, and it's like trafficking, but then good life, but then like the center hub of everything. You know, it's like this is the hub of the spokes
Pacific.
So it's like looking at that, you know.
That's a great one.
And the title for that, like, and I've wrote a bunch of different things, but that one's called Ring of Fire.
Nice. And we are in the middle of the Ring of Fire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of lava going on right now.
The Linsons were telling me that Hell's Angels was trying to open up a chapter here a while ago.
They did.
Did they open it?
Oh, yeah.
And it's still here. Going?
It's still doing its thing.
Yeah. Wait, we have one here?
Yeah, it's kind of like smaller, but not as...
Because they like doing their own thing, but it's almost like... I'm not going to say anything.
Too much.
Yeah. See how quick I did?
They're doing different businesses now.
Got it. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Hey, look at that.
is there anybody that you really want to work with? Like growing up, who was that one actor that you're going, gosh, I want to work with that guy?
Oh, man. I mean, he's not around anymore, but... Gene Hackman was probably
Gene Hackman, I just loved
everything he did.
That's a good name.
That's a great name.
Like, you know, I mean, you got Clint and all these other things, but like Gene, you never stop to think about, oh, that's the actor. You just knew who he was.
Seamless.
You always think of, I do think of him as the cowboy. He's like the, he's the badass.
In Unforgiven.
Unforgiven. Gene. What a movie.
But then you mentioned he was Lex Luthor, too. Yeah,
he
Superman,
was OG.
Like,
the OG.
Yeah, and then.
Did you ever get to meet him?
No, I never did. I wish, man. He just seemed like such like a presence, you know, like just.
I met Clint Eastwood once. I was like 12 years old.
He was
so nice to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody else that's alive that you'd want to work with?
Let's see. I would like to like do something with like Ewan McGregor because he rides and I think he's really versatile. That'd be kind of good.
there's this one gal, Vanessa. Oh,
you love. You better say that. Man. Yeah.
Manilo, right? Lachey. Yeah. Very, very talented girl. Yes, yes, talented, yes. Talented woman. Yes.
Yeah, and her husband's talented.
To play husband's. Her.
98 degrees.
Yeah, yeah, Nick.
Yeah. I interviewed Nick like twice when he was 98 degrees.
Yeah, that's cool.
I want you to ask if he remembers. Because we're the only one that,
he's probably been interviewed by a lot.
I know,
DJs.
But a lot of them that because they come to
you
Hawaii.
You have this whole thing about being remembered.
Yeah,
it's like this death cult
weird.
Thing.
It's weird. It's a legacy.
I have a very low self-esteem.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, look who I'm working with, Miss Universe. You know what I mean? A little island with 3,000 people.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
I would like to be remembered somehow. Well. Just by my kids would be great.
I'll remember you.
Oh, thank you.
Aw, it's a song.
Don Ho wrote a song about that.
Yeah.
This is our fourth segment.
Kayani.
Already,
what?
Wow. That time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, wait. I got one job.
We have some nice party gifts for you.
I got some gifts.
What? Because you answered all the questions we got asked you correctly.
It's really not a game show.
A perfect score today.
Oh.
So we have parting gifts for you.
So we got gifts.
Let me ask you, other podcasts have you done that they give you gifts?
ADATs.
No.
You'll always remember this podcast.
I will.
ADATs. We got all these shirts for you.
That's a total biker shirt, too, right
there. Well, this one is, actually. I thought of you with this one.
Aloha
vibes.
Because it's got, you know.
There you go.
It's like a rocker vibe. Okay.
That's a shaka.
This is for you. This is Lanai's face.
That's for your bike.
Oh, my goodness.
It's coconut flavor.
Hawaiian chips, taro chips. Thank you, Jimmy.
There you go.
Oh, and this is their new box of samples, Menihuni Mac. This is their Menihuni mix. It's got all of the different chocolates in it.
Don't eat them all at one time.
No. Three macadamia nuts instead of two.
Are you on the Instagram or the Twitter? Tell everybody what you're on.
Instagram, Twitter, everything. Kurt Yeager.
Look him up. Thank you so much for joining the show.
All the shirts.
Join us for the extended version on the YouTube channel, and we'll see you guys next time. Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you very much.
You guys take care. We'll see you next time. Ahui ho. Welcome back to the extended version on YouTube. Please subscribe, leave us a comment. We'd love to hear from you. Kurt Yeager is hanging out with us, actor.
This might be too big.
Writer.
It shrinks.
Director.
This is our
That's
shirt.
An extra large.
Is it?
Oh, you're like a large.
Well, you gave me chocolate, so maybe after eating all that, I can fit in.
That's kind of an insult.
Look we at don't me have working any, out. We don't that. Have any larges
Look
anymore.
At that. How many times do you work out a week? Every day?
5 to 6, depending on it.
Yeah. These are Japanese sizes, though.
Lift every day?
I lift every day just to stay a little bit extra. I mean, the last couple of days I haven't.
You're in Hawaii. It's hard.
Laying around with my girlfriend.
What's your favorite food when you come to Hawaii?
Loaded statement.
Do you like the food in Hawaii?
No, like Loco Moco, everything.
Look at you.
But I'm also like thinking like specifically like, you know, any pork dish. Like I mean, like just throw it all
Kalua
in.
Like, pork is Kalua, safe. I could just do Kalua all day long.
I could.
This is a medium, so this should fit.
You know, I do like, you know, I was treated really well. It was probably like 5 years ago I was here. At it's kind of like a small chain, but Uncle Bo's.
Oh, Uncle Bo's
like,
the best. Uncle Bo's awesome.
Yeah. And like I met like I think it was either the manager or his wife or whatever. Uh-huh. She was there and she was lovely and was like, "What do you need? How do you?" And I was like, "I was no one. Like I wasn't like someone like an actor coming in. I was
no,
just
they're
a person."
Totally nice.
And
people.
They're like, "Emily, oh here, try this."
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, "This isn't a chain place. This is a place.
No, it's a restaurant.
Yeah, it's
like
a
two
place.
Restaurants.
Yeah.
You know what's cool about them before? I don't know if they do it, still do it, because I haven't been in a year,
on,
2 years.
Out of the North Shore, right, originally?
No, they're near Kapahulu. That's the new one on the North Shore.
Oh.
But originally, like when they first opened for like 5 years, every time I walked in, they got a shot on my table.
Yeah.
And Uncle Bo would come out of the kitchen and he would take a shot with you.
And
if you didn't drink, he'd give you like a juice or pineapple juice, so you feel part of the
it's totally it's nice real people. Friend like everything I loved it, like I mean I even followed like their Instagram
page.
I was like following like liking them like so they won me over.
That's cool. And it looks so deceiving from the outside.
Yeah,
and
it just looks like
a little hole in the wall.
Yeah, you don't know. And it, to me it like kind of looked like a strip mall kind of, you know, like corporate thing, but it's not.
No,
when you walk in, you're like, wait, this is like just, you could tell it's
style.
Owned by regular people. And it's good food. And
it is good food.
You should go check out across the street at Side Street Inn.
Side Street Inn?
Have you been?
Uh-uh.
So oh, the original one at the dredging.
Ala Moana, but Kapahulu, right across Uncle Bo's, it's on the second, you can't see it from the road. And it's been on Anthony Bourdain, Drive-Ins, Diners, and Dives. Amazing.
Let's do it. Yeah. What is it again?
Side Street Inn. Yeah. Really good fried rice, kalbi. Kimchi fried rice. It's awesome.
That sounds good.
You got to go check it out.
Yeah.
Any other restaurants stick out to you? Your craft service
is good
here.
You come here quite a bit, though, because you've come and visited us before.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, not on someone else's dime. Like, you've come to visit just to visit. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he likes Hawaii. Yeah.
You take him to eat at Zippy's?
I don't think we did Zippy's.
Oh. He would love Zippy's if he likes local.
I went to her show.
Oh, at the
Halekulani? Oh, yeah. He came down to Halekulani the other night. House Without a
Key. House Without a Key.
What a great spot,
Ate a bunch there. I love that tree that's just sitting there. It's still growing. It's bigger. It's even bigger. It's getting bigger.
Can you imagine it fell down in a storm and now it looks even cooler?
Yeah. Yeah. I love
that artwork.
Spot.
It's a resting Buddha.
And if you go there versus like going for drinks, like if you get there early and you get like one of the first tables, you're in front eating an entire meal for all the music, the whole sunset, her performance.
Yeah.
It's stunning.
It's a special place. Do you know that's a keawe tree?
What's that?
Keawe tree is
a barbecue.
We use it to kulua the pig underground.
Yeah. Oh, that's the type of tree.
Yeah. If it's a boy tree, it has big thorns. If it's a female, there's no thorns. So that's a female tree, yeah?
No, I've stepped on thorns.
Oh, so then it's a male tree. But it was brought
occupational
over.
Hazard.
When they brought cattle to Hawaii in the 1790s and the cows, they would shit and the seeds were in the shit.
Oh,
now they grow everywhere.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cool story for that tree. That's why it's cool they didn't take it out.
Oh, yeah, no,
I'm so glad they didn't take it out.
See, that's the kind of stuff that you mix in with the surfer, you mix in with this folklore, you mix in with everything, but you got to be here to, like, feel it and taste it. You know what I mean? Or else you're just
texture.
Writing crap on top of some bad story.
That's true.
You really need, like, the texture.
You do. Not a lot of people do get it.
They don't get it.
Well, he's a writer, too, so he goes a little deep.
Yeah.
I am, but then also, like, I've traveled the world, and you know, like, my traveling the world is... I'll get my motorcycle and put a tent on the back of it and go ride and, like, camp wherever. Like, I went through South Africa, Zimbabwe, Botswana, Zambia, Madagascar, Thailand, Canadian Rockies, and I'll pull up to people and be getting gas, and they'll be like, what are you doing? What are you out here for? This is crazy. And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to camp somewhere. And they're like, come with us. And I just, like, stay in people's houses all over the place and just meet real people, and
you're like Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah,
that's a really cool thing to do because I can't do that.
What?
Sleep in a tent. I need air conditioning.
I just
and
need
a
to
bed.
Hear him say
well,
why.
It might
he bougie.
Be cool. You know, it might
he
be cool.
Bougie
out.
That way.
Yeah, I know. But sometimes, you know, like in Africa, it must be hot. I have a good one for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever have sex while camping?
Here we go.
Tent sex.
It's fucking intense.
Yeah. It's fucking intense.
How long has he been waiting for that?
Well, just
how
now. I had the opportunity. You got it?
How long has that been in the chamber is what I'm asking
myself.
No,
I just came up. It just came out because we brought up tents
I feel like you've
camping.
Had that loaded for a while.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. She's saying you need to do this right now.
Yeah. Like, forget we're on YouTube, so he can do whatever he wants. He's unchained, Hawaii. The shackles are off.
No, but
why don't you show him your creepy person that's over the side of your shoulder?
No, my creepy
I know
person.
I need to be very specific because there's a
we
lot of
people.
We're
going to make
you
people. One of these.
Okay.
Duplicate does this for you.
So
who does that look
that
like?
Is creepy.
Doesn't that look like, just like me?
Kind
it's like,
of.
You know what? It's like you, but like the out of focus you.
Yes.
It's like if I go like this.
That's the stone
so
to
the
me.
The better you.
Like if you can, I don't know if you can zoom, but look, it's like. I'm like, it's like slightly out of focus.
Slightly out of focus, Lanai.
Yeah, but right, look at, it's not clear.
I can't really. It's disturbing. The guy pulled it out of the box, and I was literally like, wow, I'm in a horror movie now. It's like a little mini Lanai.
So, it's so cool.
So I was my best man at my buddy Cam's wedding, and he gave us all bobbleheads of ourselves.
Oh, really?
The gift.
That's
so
cool
I have a bobblehead of myself on there. Yeah, and it moves around.
That's a cool.
A bobblehead of you?
Yeah, I got a bobblehead.
Of you?
Of course you do.
Yeah, of course I do. So this, you know, Funko, they're like the biggest collectible in the world. We did this show on the Food Network, and then we won, and
nice.
They made us a bobblehead. I'm the bald one.
Oh, I didn't know.
Which one's that? Yes, either.
Thanks for being specific.
Yeah, this is our food truck.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Collector's items,
this
people.
These are worth like $500.
I remember
bucks
you
right
saying it's
they only
a
made like 2,000.
2,000 of them. Yeah.
Like
this will be attached to my jacket.
I love it.
Yeah, it'll be in the vault.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have a collaboration between
jackets.
No, it's jackets, surfing, trees, John, Linson, and the show.
Yeah.
And then
jackets,
the food
Finnegan.
Truck. You and bobbleheads, and there's gonna be a lot of heads. And
you gotta write.
It'll be bobbleheads, like going up and down the water because they've been cut off.
That's literally the.
Is this a cartoon?
It'll be heavy.
Literally, like
I like heavy the credits. Heavy yeah. Stuff. Yeah, I like heavy stuff.
Credits at the end is just bobbleheads.
Think of like True Detective in Hawaii.
Okay,
ooh.
That's what I do. Like dark and heavy, but propulsive. And,
yeah. I don't even know if that's they can handle that.
There was a huge thing that happened here. I don't even want to talk about it on air, but there's a huge thing that happened here with the whole crime thing and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to write a story on this. You know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea, actually. I'm intrigued.
The new crime boss of Hawaii.
Oh, interesting.
Just, not even sure like what he's referring to. 30
people got pulled in and murder. There's all kinds of things are unfolding right now.
Like one
thing after another.
I don't even know.
It's crazy. Like, because I just grew up in a rough neighborhood. So to me, like the darkness.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in a place called South San Francisco, the industrial city.
Oh, like I know where that is. Yeah, so by South Hunter's city. Point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know where that is.
So
I used to work at Wild 94.9.
Oh, nice.
You know that radio station?
Yeah.
So I want to tell you, this is a true story.
I still have stickers from it.
Oh, everyone does. Yeah, because I go back every 3 months and I see them everywhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was my first week at Wild 94.9, just coming from Hawaii. I was at 22, 23 years old. I signed a deal for 1 year. They put us in this van, like we had these station vans, and they go, hey, if you want to go and promote yourself, we got these events coming up. You got these events, and if you want to go, you can go, but you know, just let us know what days you want to go and pick an event. So we pick an event because, like, we got to go promote ourselves. Me and Hawaiian Alan Oda, so it was two local boys, it was the name of our show. So we go out in the van and we go to Hunter's Point, not knowing what Hunter's Point. Hunter's Point is the hood.
Yeah,
all like right? Y&I, like
worse.
It's
KPT.
Bad.
It's bad.
Like, give a Hawaii a reference.
Yeah, just like that. Worse than those.
Kuhio Park Terrace.
Yeah, worse.
Okay.
Yeah, worse. Like back in the '80s, nineties. Worse.
Yeah, okay. That's when I grew up.
Yeah. So we go there.
Yeah.
And we pull up, and there's like gangsters and hood, and everybody's up. They're having a barbecue. It was a 4th of July weekend.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's barbecuing. They all come by the van, and we're thinking, hey, it's getting kind of dark out here. We were the only two Asian guys, and it was everybody was popolo. We didn't belong in this neighborhood at all.
Right.
And they're like, what are you guys doing here? We're like, we're giving away prizes. And then we started realizing people were coming out. I'm not exaggerating. Had about 400 or 500 people around the van, and we only had enough prizes for maybe 50.
There was other stuff you could get.
And they started rocking the van.
What?
Yeah.
They started rocking the van.
Yeah.
And we had those brick phones at the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There wasn't a regular cell phone. And I'm calling the station going, what the hell's going on? Where? And they're like, where are you guys? We're like at Hunter's Point. They go, get the hell out of there.
Then
guys start saying, hey, we're going to take the rims if you don't get some more prizes.
What?
So lucky thing. I said, okay, go to the back of the van. We're going to open up the back of the van. Get out of the way. We're going to get some more prizes. As soon as they left to the side of the van, we took off.
And they were
chasing us. They were throwing rocks at us.
Yeah. Like,
I was scared for my life.
I had no idea.
Cops wouldn't go through there unless they were two or three cars deep.
Really?
Yeah.
They wouldn't even roll
San
through.
Francisco?
Hunter's Point. Still like that?
Wow.
It's not nearly as bad for a lot of different reasons, but like...
Well, now they got a homeless problem.
Well, they do, but you got to remember, like, you know, not to get into like politics or whatever else, but like gun violence back then was twice as bad. And I don't mean like, oh, twice as bad.
Yeah.
I mean actually...
Yeah.
200% more deaths on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Like, it was way worse.
The
back
gangs,
then.
That's why the
way
gangs
were. Yeah.
And then in San Francisco, you got the Latino vans.
All the Norteños.
Yeah.
So Mission I grew up with all the Norteños. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So I do pop up dinners on the Mission, in the Mission.
Yeah.
Right over there, the Naked Kitchen.
At the bottom of Daly City.
Yes.
He's in
San Francisco all the time. This one.
You know, there's the Daly City's all Filipinos.
Yeah.
Crazy. Aren't you doing a Zippy's pop-up there soon?
Yeah, next month. I'll be there next month doing a couple dinners.
No, like, and you like, the food's great, everything's great. But then, like, people walk in and they're, like, talking to you, you know, like, Filipinos, and then you're like, salamat po. And they're like, what? And I'm like, oh, walang alaman. And they're like, oh, she's gotcha. So they're like, pretty good.
He said, thank you very much.
That's pretty
good. What high school did you go to in San Fran?
South San Francisco. South City.
Yeah. Where did Montana go? Wasn't it a high school near there? Or was it a private school?
I don't remember if it was Montana. Wasn't it who went to SI? Who was that? That was recent, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming these are football players.
Football players, yeah.
Okay, just sorry. Checking.
Gosh, not Montana, not Young.
Who did we have just Young. On?
We had San Eric Francisco. Wright.
Oh, Eric
on,
Wright.
And Eric Wright is not even from San Francisco.
No, he's yeah. not.
I'm trying to remember who's out there.
Well, you know
now.
Who I'm talking
yeah,
about.
I know,
yeah.
I know. I'm blanking on yeah. it. I'm blanking on it.
These are 49ers.
Yeah. yeah are yeah, you yeah. a San Francisco Giant fan?
I am as far as like I'm from there, so it's my yeah, hometown, so yeah. I'm like fan. But I don't really yeah, watch a lot games. Of organized sports.
You know what I just found in my storage? I have a Barry Bonds jersey from when he played with the Hawaiian Islanders.
Nice.
Here.
Yeah,
the,
yeah.
The amateur
Barry
league.
Bonds played for Hawaii?
Yeah, and it has blood on it. And
why?
My friend's like, don't. I guess he got broke his nose or he got hit.
Oh,
or
it's
something.
His actual.
It's actually
oh.
his actual
so you
jersey.
Could, you could infuse your coins with Barry Bonds blood.
Or you could extract.
That's what unlocks the key.
There you go.
You could extract DNA.
DNA. That's what it is.
And you could create another Barry Bonds.
Can you imagine everyone goes
yes.
after
Jurassic
Barry Bonds.
Bonds?
I need your blood.
Yes. Jurassic Bonds.
Yeah.
yeah.
Jurassic
it's,
Bonds.
It's a thing.
It's
yeah.
going to be giant Bonds. So you're out. He's swinging bats, killing everybody.
He's still thinking about it. You know it's a good idea.
It's to stop
yeah.
with the jacket.
We just got
to
figure out the number thing, the code thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like maybe all the 4 coins fit.
Tori, help
well,
me
you know
out
how
here.
Like if you take a coin and it's the wrong size when you're playing games?
Yeah,
you know,
and it
work,
doesn't
so
fit.
It's got to be the right size.
Yeah.
And only those 4 make the exact right
size. Well, you know how a coin has grooves in it?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
this one only has 3
certain grooves.
Missing.
What
yeah,
did I
yeah.
start,
yeah.
Hawaii? What did I start?
I like it.
Why did
well,
I
look
bring
at,
it
I'll
up?
Put towards it if we get together with John and I write the
what
show.
What did
I'll
I?
I'll make some capital and I'll put
I'm
going
to introduce you to John.
What did I start?
Yeah, he's such a great guy. He lives in Santa Monica.
Oh, great.
Whom are you talking about? Oh
yeah,
yeah. I mean, someone like that. Because what's interesting is like I do a lot of writing, but then with disabilities, like people with disabilities don't get the shots to get into film and television. You know, like okay, right now 93% of all disabled actor or disabled characters are played by non-disabled actors.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So the only way to do it is if you're like actually writing it in charge, so that you can manage some of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That's
makes
a good. Sense. That's a good angle there.
That's
I'm gonna introduce
great.
You next time I'm in LA.
Yeah.
We'll
all
set
get together
it up.
And kick it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll drink whiskey with. Oh no, whiskey. Ian lives in Kailua.
In Kailua, the other LA. Yeah.
We're getting in trouble now.
Yeah.
We gotta go. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I mean,
I
know
it.
You had like a million other things to do.
Millions
you decided
of other
to
things.
Come in and join us
on
for,
your day off from working.
I only have
with
one
Vanessa.
Other thing I got to do, and it's sitting over there.
Sorry.
Yeah, yes. We love you, Vanessa.
How long more are you guys here for?
I think till like we leave on the 7th, I think.
Okay, so you got some
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still working.
But you wasn't Vanessa doing something? Like she's working a booth doing something?
Oh, yeah, we can't talk about that.
She doing a kissing booth? I'm
no,
gonna stand in
she's,
line.
No, her kids go to Punahou, so she's.
Oh, working. She gotta work at the
carnival.
School.
She gotta work at the carnival.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a tough one.
Yeah.
We were talking
like,
about
we'll
that yesterday,
and I was like, I'll support whatever.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know.
We're gonna take him to go get Malasadas.
That's like the most prestigious school in the Pacific.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's tight. It's
yeah.
got Barack Obama.
Most expensive. Anyway, okay. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations
yes.
on all your success.
Thank you very much for having
I
me.
I just met you and
fun.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
Good job.
Wow.
Keep going.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for watching. Please subscribe
Jackets
to the channel.
Hawaii.
And follow Kurt on his Instagram. It's, tell everybody your Instagram name
yeah,
again.
Yeah, Kurt, K-U-R-T, and then the last name is Yeager, Y-A-E-G-E-R.
All one word. See you guys next time. A hui ho.
It's a Hawaii thing. Whoa, oh. It's a Hawaii thing.